I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Also, go to otrwesterns.com/survey and fill out the listener survey. And as a special note, definitely check out Friday's episode. It's not going to be Cavalcade of America, so check that out. It's a new show we're going to start, and that starts Friday. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is February 26, 1941, and the title is A Ranchland Frame-Up. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. In many parts of the early western United States, cattle rustling was made a capital crime. And before the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for law and order, a man accused was a man convicted. It was a Lone Ranger who made the settlers realize that justice and violence could not exist together. It was his example that held the pioneers true to the principles of democracy and finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the range country! You're going to be trouble! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Bert Sanders, after years of hard work, had finally managed to buy a ranch of his own. Even though it was a small place, Bert was proud of it. And as he reined up beside the campfire where his single hired hand was preparing to brand cattle, he was unable to keep that pride from showing in his voice.
Whoa, whoa, boy, whoa there, whoa. How's the branding coming, Red, all right?
I reckon.
Oh, that's great. By golly, Red, if things keep on as good for me as they have been, I'll just about be ready to ask Nellie if she wouldn't like to be part owner of the Circle T and full owner of Bert Sanders.
Aiming to get hitched, huh?
Well, I've been planning on it.
There's another hombre with the same idea.
Bob Barker?
Yeah.
Oh, shucks, Bob's too doggone mean for her. Besides, she knows how I feel. She wouldn't have none of him.
Girls are funny critters. Can't ever tell.
Well, I'm worried none. Hey, Red, hold on a second.
Huh? What's wrong?
Let me see that iron you're using.
What for? Ain't nothing to see about it.
Stand aside. Let me get that iron out of the fire. That ain't a Circle T iron.
Look here, Bert.
Golly, I'm going to have a look at... Hey, this is a running iron.
It's all right, Bert. I couldn't find the other. It's all I could
find. Stand away from that critter and let me get a look at its hide.
I tell you...
Do what I tell you.
Bert, now wait just a second.
Hey, what's this mean? Red, this critter's been stamped with a half-circle bar brand. You was fixing to change it into a Circle T with that running iron.
All right, maybe I was. What of it?
What of it? Why, you double-crossing coyote that's rustling. You're taking half-circle bar cattle and putting my brand on it.
Yeah? Well, just take a look at this. I've got you covered.
Drop that.
Not so fast. Just raise your hands and keep them raised, or I'm drilling you.
Why, you... You'll get it for this. There's a sheriff heading this way right now. This is right good luck. Hey, Sheriff! Hi there!
Whoa, boy! Whoa, there! Whoa, boy! Just what's this gunplay mean?
I got him for you, Sheriff.
So I see.
Sheriff Calhoun, this hand of mine's been stealing cattle.
Hold on. Reckon that's too thin for the sheriff to swallow. I wouldn't have no point stealing cattle for you. Take a look, Sheriff. He's holding a running iron right now. And there's one of the half-circle bar cows he was fixing to change the brand on.
Well, this is sure interesting, Bert.
You believe him, Sheriff?
Can't do much else, can I? The facts are all plain enough.
But, Sheriff, listen here. It was Red that was handling this iron. I just now caught him at it and he threw it down on me. Then you rode up.
I might believe you if it weren't for one thing. Red wouldn't have anything at all to gain by stealing for you. There's Hank Greenwald now. Being as how it's his critters that's being stole, reckon he'll have something to say about this.
Yeah, this is a dirty, low-down frame-up.
Yeah, well, we'll see about it. I'll handle this, Red. You can leather that gun now.
Sure. Go, fella. Go, boy. Go there, boy. Go.
That's your cattle right enough, Hank.
Listen, Hank, you can't accuse me of stealing.
Oh?
Hank, I caught him right in the act.
Good work, Red.
Well, I'd never have suspicioned you was a cow thief, Bert. But the facts speak for themselves.
I'm telling you, I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Bert, seeing what folks around here thinks of cow thieves, I'm right glad I ain't in your boots.
Hank, I didn't do it.
Yeah? Well, then let me tell you something. I've been suspicioning you for quite some time. Ever since you left off working for me to start your own place, I had a hunch you were stealing my critters. At the hunt, soon as I seen the brand you picked out. You picked one that'd be easy to make out the half-circle bar.
Hank, I never once thought of such things. Honest, I didn't.
Well, I reckon my work's done. I caught him for you. Lost myself a job doing it.
I'll see that you get another. I owe it to you plenty.
Sheriff.
No use talking, Bert. Afraid I'll have to lock you up. Ain't no two ways about it.
Sure, lock me up, yeah. And before morning, I'll be hanged from the end of a rope.
I don't stand for no lynch mob.
But you can't stop them. Red and Hank will see to that I'm hanged. It ain't fair. The whole thing's a frame-up. Doggone you, Red. Who paid you for this, huh? Who paid you?
Ah, save your breath. If you've got to know, Bert, I'm the hombre that paid him. I told him there was $100 in it if he found out who was rustling my stock.
So, that's why you framed me. For a measly $100, why you...
Steady there! Get rambunctious and I'll have to use lead on you. Take his gun, Hank.
Sure will.
Yeah, you don't have to shoot me, Sheriff. I'll go with you. I know you're on the level. You'll do your best to see to it that I get a fair break. Look, can I go to my house first?
Sorry, Bert, but I ain't taking no chances. You'll have to come right along. The rest of you fellas come along for witnesses.
Sure.
All right, hit the saddle. Let's go!
Get up!
Hank Greenwald was a powerful man in the community, and his half-circle bar outfit was one of the largest in the state. The feeling of the other ranchers was all on his side and against Bert. But Sheriff Calhoun spoke to Bert confidentially.
Bert, let me give you some advice. You confess to this here stealing, and it'll go a heap easier on you. Maybe you might even be given the chance to pay off what you stole and just get a small jail sentence.
Oh, you know that ain't true, Sheriff. They'll lynch me sure as you're born. And what's more, I didn't have no hand in that stealing.
Mind if I sit in on this conference?
No, come on in, Deputy.
Well, who's this?
New Deputy, that's all, Bert. Calls himself Smith on account of how that ain't his name. But I hired him anyhow.
Are you guilty or not, Bert?
I ain't.
He sure sticks to his story.
You aren't guilty, you were framed.
I was framed. That's what I've been trying to tell the sheriff all the time. But I just can't figure out who'd do such a thing.
Ain't no ideas at all?
No. Red might have done it, of course, just to get that $100 Hank promised.
Maybe.
Bob Barr could have a reason to.
Who's he?
Oh, a fella that's been sort of hankering to marry the same girl I've been planning to get hitched to. That is, I was planning on it.
You wanted to get rich fast so she'd get married that much faster. Ain't that so?
Sure it's so, but I wouldn't have stolen to get rich. Say, here, Sheriff. How'd it happen that you and Hank showed up so handy out to my place?
Just a happenstance is all.
But sure enough planted at the right time. Sheriff, what I told you about the way it happened is the truth. Just let me get my hands on Red for a few minutes, I'd make the critter talk. But, Sheriff, you got...
I'm downright sorry to see you here. And I ain't so sure, but maybe there might be a chance you're telling the truth. But I can't let you go. I gotta act according to the law.
I'll see if anyone's in the office.
Sheriff. All right, Deputy.
Sheriff.
Huh?
Couldn't you... Well, when you leave here, just leave the door unlocked behind you, careless like, so I could get out for long enough to make Red come clean?
Bert, much as I'd like to.
The ringing shot of the Lone Ranger had no significance for either the sheriff or his prisoner. They did not suspect that when the deputy left the sheriff's office, a mask was slipped on his face, and that a great white stallion carried him out of town. He raced across the plain until he reached the camp where Tonto was waiting and...
What'd you find out?
He's innocent, Hunter.
Ah.
The sheriff trying to make him confess. He promised that he'd get off with a small jail sentence, but the boy wouldn't change his story. He named two men that might have a reason for framing him.
Who then?
Red and Bob Barker.
What do you think?
It might be either of them, but there isn't time to find out. I've listened to the men talking in the cafe, and they don't want to wait for a trial.
That's bad.
The cattlemen in the district believe that Russell should be hanged as soon as they're caught.
And them break into jail.
I'm afraid they'll try just as soon as they find a leader. There's only one way.
How we help them?
We'll have to wait until dark. Bert Sanders is going to escape from jail tonight.
It was nearly midnight. The door of the jail opened softly, and then... Bert?
Huh? Who's there?
Bert, the door's open. I'm trusting you.
You're masked. Who are you?
You wanted to be free for just a little while. I'm giving you the chance you asked for. I'm depending on your honor to bring you back.
Stranger, I don't savvy why you're doing this, what you're up to.
Nevertheless, you'll trust me, and I'll trust you. I have a horse saddled and waiting for you.
Where's the sheriff?
It doesn't matter. If you're not gone too long, he'll never know that you've been away. Now, come on, follow me. This way.
I just can't figure this out.
Nellie will want to hear from you. You'd better go there first. There's your horse.
Stranger?
Yes?
I'm going. But you've got my word, I'll be back.
I'm sure of it.
Get up. Get along.
Maybe you'll make a mistake.
No, Kimasabe. I was ever certain of anything. I'm certain that fellow's honest. Tata, to prevent anything going wrong, you'll have to take Bert's place inside. Sleep in his saddle just as if you were him.
Time to do it.
Yep. A little later then, old friend. Adios.
Adios.
Come on, Silver.
Dolly was at home, but not alone. Bob Barker had called on her that evening and...
Oh, got it, Nellie. I thought you said you wasn't expecting no one.
Well, I wasn't, Bob. I'll see who it is. Why, it's Bert.
Evening, Nellie. Well, howdy, Barker.
Howdy.
Reckon you folks are kind of surprised to see me here, huh?
Well, yeah, sure. Sit down.
What's the matter, Bert? You look so funny. Has anything gone wrong?
Wrong? Yeah, plenty. Right now, I'm supposed to be sitting in jail.
In jail?
For what?
The sheriff and Red and Hank Greenwald says I stole cattle.
Oh, well, that's just loco. You ain't no thief.
Of course he ain't. Where'd they get that idea, Bert?
Someone framed me, and I'm going to find out who. Barker, didn't you know I'd been jailed?
Never heard a word, Bert. Been out of town all day.
I thought maybe you'd know about it anyhow.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if you're savvy or not, but I figured the fellow that framed me would know about it without being there.
Hey, you blaming me?
Just trying to find out things is all.
You can't accuse me of anything.
Wait, don't fight. Bert, you didn't mean that.
Well, there's things about this look awful funny to me.
Well, if you're riled, I reckon you got reason to be, Bert, so I ain't going to quarrel with you about that. All I can do is tell you honest I didn't know anything about this. I guess you and Nellie want to be talking, so... I'll just be moseying along, and you two can be alone.
Thanks, Bob.
Good night.
All right, Bert Sanders, you sit right down and cool off and tell me straight what this is all about.
Well, ain't much time, Nellie. Got to get back to jail before sunup. Promised I would. All I'm here for is to find out if you'll believe me when I say I ain't done nothing to be ashamed of.
Of course I believe you, Bert. But what are they going to do with you?
I don't know. Be doggone lucky if I ain't hanging.
Bert, no.
I'll give you the facts, and then I'll be getting on my way. There's still a plenty for me to do before morning.
Bert rode toward the town, expecting to find Red in one of the cafes.
I'll find Red, and I'll make that double deal, and I'll tell the truth. Once I get my hands on that critter... Hey, who's this riding this way?
Steady, Silver.
You're the hombre, Thomas. You drill me. Why, you dry couch.
Steady, Bert.
You tricked me. You was hired by someone to get me. It was Bob Barker, I bet. Oh. Well, mister, you go back and tell him you earned your pay. I reckon I'm done here.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. Tonto was still in jail when the masked man returned there a second time, dismounted, and opened the door.
Tonto, come with me quickly.
Huh? What matter?
Bert Sanders has been shot. He needs your help.
Tonto, go.
We must hurry. Listen, hear them? There's a lynch mob on his way here.
Me hear him.
Into the saddle, Kimisabi. Tonto.
Now, what do you think?
It was fate that brought me here in time. That mob's aroused to kill. I hadn't expected action this early. Because Bert was shot, I needed you and came here. Otherwise, you might have fallen into their hands.
That's right.
The sheriff's going to be angry when he learns his prisoner disappeared. But right now, that's something that we can't help.
Ready, Tonto?
Me ready.
Well, let's go.
Get him up, Scout!
Come on, Silver.
Hurry, old fellow, hurry!
Bert's running away, that proves he's guilty. Fellas, get your horses. We're taking after them two armies right now.
Goodbye. No sign of them.
They got away.
They took this trail. We ain't giving up yet.
Hey!
I see him. Somebody just ran up in front of Nellie's house, boys. Get up there. Get up there.
He's looking this way.
It's Bert, all right. He's going to give himself up.
Hello there.
No, it's Bob Barker. Whoa.
What's going on here?
You seen Bert Saunders tonight?
Yeah.
When?
Oh, about an hour ago.
Then maybe you're the one who helped him get out of jail.
He said an hour ago.
He's in on it some way. Otherwise, he'd have told the sheriff.
Oh, no, not me. It's the law's business to catch him.
What are you doing out at this time of night?
Oh, just rode over here to see if Nellie was all right.
Yes, Bob, what's the matter?
She saw him after I did.
You looking for Bert?
Yeah, where is he?
He told me that he was heading back for jail.
You believe that?
Why should he lie to me? The only reason he broke out was to try and prove he was innocent. He was looking for the man who framed him. You men ought to have better sense. Bert's lived around here for a long time. He never showed any signs of being crooked before, and a man don't change overnight.
Yeah, Bert did. Running away proves it.
You ain't showed much sense yourself, Miss Nellie.
What do you mean?
Why, you've been breaking the law just as much as Bert.
Leave her out of it.
And you too, Barker.
Oh, I didn't help him escape. It's the last thing in the world I'd have done.
Bob.
Well, a man can't help the way he feels, Nellie. I said that there wasn't much chance for me with him around. I wouldn't do anything to get him into trouble, but once he was in, you couldn't ask me to get him out. You can't blame me.
There's no time to argue about blame. You both did wrong. You knew where Bert was. You knew where he should have been. If you want to square yourselves, you better go to see the sheriff right away. We can't waste any more time here.
What are you going to do, Jed? What are you going to do if you find him?
That's my business.
Oh, does the sheriff know what you're up to?
He will if you tell him. Get to the sheriff and tell him all you know. Come on, men.
The mob hunted for Bert without success, and as they rode back to town after sunrise, their anger turned against the sheriff. They reined up in front of his office, and the lawman could hear their shouted accusations. He turned his head toward the window for a moment, but continued with his questioning of Nellie and Bob Barker.
Don't pay no attention to them folks. Can't stop them from howling. Just go on. Now then, Bob, what was that you started to say about Bert?
He suspicioned me, Sheriff.
And still claimed he was framed, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm half inclined to believe him.
Sheriff, you know and I know that Bert ain't no thief and never will be.
I kind of figure the same way. But I just can't think who would have wanted to frame Bert. You wouldn't, would you, Bob?
I would not.
On top of everything, them fellas outside figure I let Bert get away. They know I always liked him.
Well, who did let him out?
I don't know. Need any ID?
Come on out there, Sheriff. Come on out here and talk to us.
Boy, oh boy, that mob sure is riled.
Well, I ain't going to try and find Bert. Not now, I ain't.
Why not?
Can't you answer that for yourself? Can't you hear them out there? Think they wouldn't string Bert up if he was located?
Yeah, maybe they would. But won't they throw you out of office for not doing your duty?
I'd sooner lose office than see an innocent man hanged. Even if Bert is guilty, he's got a right to a trial. And I reckon it's just about time I went outside and told them fellers so.
You better be mighty careful, Sheriff. If you ain't, they're likely to start pouring lead at you.
Not with me, they won't. Ain't nothing more cowardly than a yowling mob. And when it comes to cowards, I'll handle them any day.
There he is. Where's the posse?
Why ain't you looking for your prisoner? You're to blame for his getting away, Sheriff. Where's he at? You hiding him?
You fellas, shut up a second.
Get out of here.
Now quiet down and try to act like men, not a pack of loco animals.
Don't talk to us that way.
I'll talk to you any way I please.
We want Bert Sanders. Where's he at?
Yeah. You fellas ain't doing nothing today.
You let him escape.
I didn't. I don't know how he escaped or anything about it. All I know is he ain't here. And I ain't sending out no posse to bring him back till this lynch talk dies out.
Come on, Silver! Wait. Come on, that's him. That's it, fella. Help Bert get away.
Here he comes. It's the same white horse.
And he was masked.
Watch out, fellas. Watch out.
Hey, stand aside. Let me show you your travels.
That's a mask. Oh,
Fred, you're the man I want.
Let go. Let me down. Fellas, he's trapping me. Stop him. Stop him.
Hold still. All right, boy. Let's go.
Come on, Silver.
The Lone Ranger urged Silver to his greatest speed. The few who tried to overtake him soon fell hopelessly behind. At last, he reined up in the camp where Tonto had been caring for Bert.
Steady, Silver.
I'll get you for this, mister. I'll get you, I tell you.
Down.
You get him.
Good for you, masked man.
Bert.
Take this fella, Tonto.
See
that he doesn't escape. How's Bert?
He'll be all right soon.
Feeling almost as good as new already, stranger. Thanks to your Indian party. Fact is, just seeing that you got your hands on this coyote is about all the medicine I'm needing. Red, you can holler all you want, but you're going
to
talk.
And you're due to hang. You'll be found. When you are, the boys will take care of you.
If they hang a crook, you can be doggone sure it won't be me. And if anybody's hanged, I aim to find out who hired you to frame me the way you did.
I tell you that...
Hello, I guess it's up to us to see that Red talks a little more willingly.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on now. What do you fellas plan to do?
Ren, that's something you'll not be long in finding out.
In town, the mob had broken up and the street was quiet when Hank Greenwald entered the sheriff's office. He found Nellie and Bob Barker still there, but ignored them.
Sheriff, I reckon you might as well just forget about hunting Bert. For as I'm concerned, I ain't going to press no charges. If he comes back of his own accord, all right, you'll have to jail him. But I've got my cattle back, and as long as that's so, I've got all I wanted.
You've got more than your cattle back.
Huh?
You've taken all of Bert's, too.
Well, reckon ain't much he had that wasn't stole from me in the first place.
That ain't so.
Well, we ain't going to argue about it.
Still, Hank, I'd kind of like to know if maybe Red didn't double-cross Bert just to get his hands on that $100 you'd promised him.
Well, I wouldn't figure that way, Bob. Red wouldn't be likely to do a thing like that.
Well, I'm sure Bert wouldn't steal cattle, and I'm sure that he'll be back.
Why do you see that, Nellie?
Because he's honest, that's why.
Hey, Bert! Get in there. Look out.
Bert, I knew you'd be back. I knew it.
Let me go.
Stand out of the way, Nellie. Red's gonna talk, or I'll know the reason why.
That's so, Red. You got something to say?
What could he? What's Red got to say but what he said already?
He's got a plenty to say, and he'd better start spilling it right now.
Shut the door.
I'll get it. All right, let's have it.
You won't let me get shot at here.
Talk all you want. As long as you're in my office, you're safe.
All right, then. Grab your prisoner.
Why, you...
Bert, stand where you are. Don't move. Stand right where you are.
I fetched him back, Sheriff.
Sheriff, he's lying again. Back in camp, he told the whole story. How Hank was behind all of this.
Lies, nothing but lies. Quiet, everybody, quiet. In case you were right, Bert, why would Hank pay Red for something like that?
Hank done it because he aimed to grab my cattle. He kept telling everybody his own cows was being stole. Because he had too many to check, nobody could tell he wasn't telling the truth. He never lost any. It's just a story fixed so you have an excuse to take mine.
You mean Hank's critters want Russell?
Not by nobody. He didn't lose one single head. All that was fixed up between him and Red just to make it look like I was guilty.
Sheriff, you sure ain't going to swallow anything like that, are you?
Sheriff, you have to. Red confessed to the whole thing. Now he's denying it because he figures it's safe to. Last night, Red shot at me.
More lies.
The door.
A redskin.
What do you want?
You tell truth, or I'll see to it you do.
There's a masked man.
You.
Talk.
A suffering cactus. What's all this mean? Where'd you come from? Masked man? Who are you?
I'll fix him.
Hank, put down that gun.
I'll show you. My hand.
You're not hurt. Quiet, everyone. Red, now out with it. The truth.
I'm
not giving you much more time, Red. Quick, out with it.
Don't shoot me.
Go on.
Red, shut up. Keep still, doggone you. Hank, you'll keep still. You'll keep still or I'll gag you.
Sheriff, what Bert says is all true. Hank did hire me to frame Bert. Bert didn't steal anything. It was all Hank's scheme.
You won't get me.
Grab him, Tonto. Get him.
Hang on to him, Injun. I give up. You're lucky, Hank, that when you made that break, I didn't shoot to kill.
And nobody even saw you if you had.
Ain't no use in that kind of talk. The law will take care of the skunk.
Then you believe me now, Sheriff?
Ain't no choice. I have to.
Nellie, you believe me?
Bert, I always did.
Thanks.
The Sheriff.
Yeah, masked man?
You'll find the money Hank used to bribe Red in Red's pocket. You'll find Red's sign on the trail where he tried to dry gulch Bert last night. You have enough on both of them to put them behind bars for a good many years.
Where they'll be. Hey, wait, come back here. Hold on.
Adios.
Well, I'll be... Bert, who was that fella?
Couldn't you make a guess, Jeff?
How could I when he was wearing that mask? He weren't nobody from around here.
No.
Then who was
known around here, Sheriff? That hombre was the Lone Ranger.
Oh, no.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for